A very good morning on behalf of Teach 613. We welcome you to Take 10 for Talmud. Menachas Tzadi Ches, Menachas 98a. Pagination is 195. The Gemara tells us four lines up from the wides. Shtei Amos Hayu B'Shushan Habira. There were two Amma measures in the room called Shushan, the capital. We'll discuss why it's called that in a moment. But in that room, there were two amos. Now, normally, you're not allowed to have two measures for the same stated length or weight. You can't have two measures for a pound. You can't have two measures for a foot or a meter. It doesn't make sense because sometimes you're going to be measuring like this and sometimes like that. That's precisely the thing that the Torah forbade by telling you that you shouldn't have two measures. It's prone to cheating. So on the second wide line, the Gemara explains, Lamra Amru Achas Gadol V'Achas Katano. Indeed, regarding the Beis HaMikdash, why was there a large one and a small one? The craftsman who would take raw material from the Beis HaMikdash, it would be calculated based on the smaller one. So he would be saying, I took a pound, or I took a meter's length, or an amma's length worth of whatever. Machzirin bigedola. But when they gave back, they would give back based on the larger measure, which would mean that they're returning a little bit less than the calculation when they were taking. And the reason is, Kadesha lo yavouli de mi'ila. We're worried that the measures will not be absolutely precise. And stealing from the Beis HaMikdash is very serious. It's a different type of violation called mi'ila. And therefore, it's not simply a mechila thing. It's something that they had to protect. And therefore, when you worked with the Beis HaMikdash, you would take on one measure, give back on a different measure, so that Hekdesh was getting a donation of sorts on the transaction. Someone didn't want to work for the Beis HaMikdash, don't. But if that's how you wanted to do your business with the Beis HaMikdash, these were the terms. Now, on the topic of Shushan Habira, the name of the room, we're told that the reason it's got its name is because it had an ornamental top above the gate. And this is the gate on the eastern side entering the Beis HaMikdash complex when you're facing the Kodesh Kadoshim and you're entering from the other side wall. In the Mishnayis at the end of Kodshim, the Yochanan Boaz Mishnayis, so they have pictures of the Beis HaMikdash. So in the Tosfos Yom Tov's picture, it's Os Beis in his Tzuras Beis HaMikdash, and the Teferes Yisrael has this gate as Os Gimel. Tanan Hosam, we learned over there, four lines into the wide. Shara Mizrach Olav Shushan Habira Tzura. Regarding the eastern gate, it had an image of Shushan Habira, Shushan the capital, from the Purim story. Because following the Purim story, we have King Koresh, who authorized them to return and build the second Beis HaMikdash. My time. So why did they put up Shushan Habira in the Beis HaMikdash? Rav Chista, Rav Yitzchak, Bar Avdimi. There were two statements, one from Rav Chista, one from Rav Yitzchak bar Avdimi. Chad Amar, one of them said, "Kedei sheyedu meheichan ba'u," they should remember from where they came. They're coming from Shushan. V'chad Amar kedei shetei emas malchus aleihen, so that they should remember who's the boss. On an earthly level, the tribute that they're paying is to Shushan Habira, and that's where their loyalty must be. So there are actually different dimensions to these two reasons. For them to know from where they came, says Rashi, v'yitnu hoda'a l'malchus. They should be thankful for the authorization to leave that kingdom and start their own Jewish commonwealth, the second Jewish commonwealth. Also, other Mefarshim point out, Kadesha Yedum Eichon Bo, people are born when they see a Beis HaMikdash built, and they should remember where you came from and give thanks to Hashem. The other reason that they should fear the Malchus, V'lo Yimrudu Bohem, Rashi says, and they should not rebel. Sometimes people wonder what the role of July 4th to American Jews is when you watch that among the general public, it has, among many, somewhat deteriorated to just being an off day, a festive day, tire sales. Perhaps the family barbecues is in sync with what July 4th represents as Independence Day, but some of the other things you wonder about. It's proper to take a moment and think, thanks to Hashem, thanks to the Malchus, Hakoras HaTov, gratefulness, if that's the day designated, even though it's not the Hebrew day on the Jewish calendar, but that's the day that's designated. It's like flying the flag. You pay tribute, you respect the flag, because that's what's designated as a moment of tribute and to sense appreciation. Omer Rabbi Yanai. Rabbi Yanai said, "Le'olam te emas malchus alecho." Indeed, the fear of the kingdom should be upon you. Even if we have incidents in history where the kingdom was wicked on some level, it's still a recognition that Hashem put them in charge, and we have respect for that. Shene emar, v'yordu kol avodecho ela elai v'yishtachavu li lemor. Moshe tells Paro regarding the last of the ten makos, makas bechoros, the death of the firstborn, that your servants will come to me and they'll bow and they'll tell me that we should leave. V'ilu l'didei lo ka'omar le. But Moshe didn't tell Paro, you, King Paro, are going to come to me, because that would not have been respectful. And even though Paro is wicked and he's causing such problems, but Moshe still conducts himself with him with respect. Rabbi Yochanan Amar Mehacha, Rabbi Yochanan says another source, Shene'emar, V'yad Hashem Hoysa El Eliyahu, V'yishanes Mosna V'yoretz Lefnei Acha V'ad Bo'acha Yisraela, that Eliyahu, the prophet of that time, regarding Achav, the king, who was wicked and promoted idol worship and killed many of the prophets, nevertheless, Eliyahu honors him by running in front of him, running in front of his chariot, presumably like the town crier announcing, the king is coming. And Eliyahu did that for Achav as an honor guard, even though Achav was not a tzaddik. And we would not have expected that except for this ruling, to hey, emas malchus alecha, to have the fear of the kingdom and to honor them on some level. There's another Gemara which is important to mention, Brachas Tesamet Beis. La'olam larutz, a person should run to perceive the honor of kings, even if they're not righteous kings. But to be adept and understanding what the honor of a king is, Shem Yizke Yavchin, so that when the true honor is revealed, you'll be adept and you'll be able to sense it, appreciate it, and notice the difference between the honor that's given in our time to earthly kings and the honor that will be given to Hashem's kingdom under the leadership of Mashiach, the earthly kingdom dedicated to Hashem. Yashar Koach, thank you for joining.